Praise be Jesus and Mary. As Christians, we are obliged to strive to grow in virtue and to become perfect in the virtues, the seven virtues, the four moral virtues or cardinal virtues, and the three theological virtues. So that's prudence, justice, temperance, fortitude, faith, hope, and charity. This is our task. This is what we work on in the moral life, in the spiritual life. Now, when we're doing this by our own strength, so to speak, it is always marked by weakness, by hesitancy, by uncertainty. And this is what is mentioned in the beginning of the prayer of today's Mass. Lord, you know that our thoughts on earth are full of fear and uncertainty. Okay, that is characteristic of fallen human nature. And so for this reason, we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? And so with regard to the virtue of prudence, right? Have you ever done something imprudent? Have you ever said something imprudent? Have you ever been uncertain about what to do in a particular situation? It's not so easy, you know? We do the best we can. We learn by experience and these type of things. But if a situation arises that is unforeseen, it kind of catches us off guard, or it's particularly difficult, okay? This is where we need the gift of the Holy Spirit, because in those situations, through this gift, we will know immediately what to do or what to say or what advice to give. That's what the gift of the Holy Spirit does to us. And our Lord talks about this in the Gospel when he says, when they hand you over, do not worry about how to speak or what to say. What you are to say will be given to you when the time comes. Because it is not you who will be speaking, the Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. All right, so with regard to these matters, it is the gift of counsel that perfects the virtue of prudence. And so for this reason, we should pray to the Holy Spirit for this gift, especially in difficult moments or in preparation for foreseen difficult moments. We should also pray to Our Lady, right? Our Mother of Good Counsel. The first reading of today's Mass is from the Acts of the Apostles, when she was there praying with the Apostles at Pentecost for this new outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them. And we can always pray to Our Lady for the same thing with regard to the gift of counsel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.